anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin. We cover it here at Rosie on the House every single Saturday morning. Here with the good guys from TWD, Todd Whitaker, Julio Casillas, and Nathan Bland. We're talking about what you can do to change up the look of your home from the front elevation, often referred to as the curb appeal. And we're fighting with this wood door that we have dipped and stripped and stained and re-varnished and strengthened the jamb to keep it from being kick-proof. There's some doors, Todd, just can't be saved.
You're right. Some of them are so sunny.
Hang on just a second, Todd. There, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh,
you good? There you go.
We did not have your mic turned on.
Gotcha.
You're good to go now.
That's all I need, Rosie, is technical difficulties.
That's all on the engineer, guys. You don't have to take a fall for me. That's my fault.
So, yeah, test.
We got it. But some of those wood doors have just been allowed to go naked too long.
Oh, absolutely. There's no saving. Once they turn dark and black and stuff at the bottom, you can strip them down and possibly paint them at that point, but a lot of times if you're looking for that wood finished door and stained door, you're probably going to have to replace that.
Buying door. A new door. Yep. So the strip, stain, and re-varnish and rehang a door, you're going to be in what price range?
You know, it varies depending on what kind of the wood it is and how much detail is
strip
on
time.
That door.
Yep.
Yeah, the detail makes a huge difference because you're talking in the grooves and
yes.
all that. Stuff like that, but it's anywhere from $300 to $600 to redo the door.
Got the door
interior,
refinished.
Exterior.
Very
yep.
good. Then the next thing we can do, of course, is upgrade the door itself. And I'm not talking about going into the jamb. I'm just talking about replacing the door blank. You know, the leaf, the slab
yeah.
itself.
Slab.
You know, you could go. I would have guessed that you're going to start somewhere in the range of about $500 to $600 for a decent door. But as you know, Julio, you could go into thousands of dollars really fast.
Correct.
Depending on what you're looking at.
Yep. You can go, you know, you're replacing a new door. Think about being energy efficient at this point with everything, that being the kicker. A good solid fiberglass or steel door are good entry doors. And you're right there. You're up in the thousands when you're talking about a nice good solid door.
The finish is going to last longer. They're going to be much more safe and secure. And the seal is going to be, it's so much easier to weather strip something like that as opposed to a wood slab door that grows and shrinks depending
right.
on the season. And you're constantly
absolutely.
Trying to keep the weather strip tight. So
absolutely.
That's an excellent option. I'll tell you what, Pella makes a front door that I really like for a couple reasons. When you throw the latch, the deadbolt, it actually has three bolts that go into the jamb, down low, at the latch itself, and up high. So it's a three-point locking system. It's a fabulous door, but at that point, you're replacing the jambs and everything. You're probably looking, if you add a little side light to that, probably something to purchase the unit is probably going to run you about $5,000. And then the actual install for something like that, if the header's already existing, you're going to have a guy there, what, Todd? 2 days?
Yeah, a good couple days. Especially if you're adding a side light or something where we're having to cut into the siding or stucco, whatever they may have, brickwork, you know, so on and so forth. It could vary, Rosie.
Yeah. So you're going to be $300 to $600 on
slab
refinishing.
Yeah, refinishing the slab.
You're going to go up from there maybe $3,000 to $6,000 replacing the door, depending on how elegant you go. Then the other thing you can do, just mount a good wrought iron or solid aluminum screen security door. Who doesn't want to open their door this time of year?
Oh, man. And no kidding. And then if you were doing the project yourself and you had the security screen door, you wouldn't, you know, you've got all the time now to finish the wood door. You don't have to worry about getting it back on
tonight
before I go to bed.
That's true.
So it'd take a couple days. Get it right. Get it the way you really
that's
want
right.
it.
Give you some buffer time.
So a lot of things you can do just with the front door to change the look. Yes. You know, another thing I've seen a lot of people do, they've got the board and bat siding, T111 siding. A lot of people want to update that. What are y'all seeing? I'm seeing a lot of faux stone wainscoting go in.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's a rich look.
It is a rich look.
Yeah.
You know, wainscot, you know, with the new look of stone, it's crazy how it changes the look of the home.
It can be done very horribly, though. I have seen some really ugly, gnarly faux stone siding jobs. Yeah. I mean, you've got to know what you're doing on that one.
Absolutely, yeah, for sure.
What can a homeowner expect that to cost? How are we going to price that faux stone wainscoting? I like it when it starts at grade. You know, sometimes people float it up above, and I think that's one of the horrible things that just kind of make you swallow real hard. Like, oh, really?
Yeah.
And big grout lines.
Big, heavy grout lines.
You've got to be able to do them.
And take it right up. I like it right up to the windowsill is a good cutting point. What square foot price is that going to run somebody?
You're looking roughly, depending on the material that the homeowner would like to go with, but you're looking anywhere $12-$16 a square foot for faux stone. You know, you want to go with the different options with the stone. You know, the dry stack where you don't have the grout joints.
Handsome look.
Handsome look. Really very, very rich. And some people want to see the grout or joint. So depending on the type of product, but roughly about $12 to $16 a square foot.
And then grout joint aside, you want to get one that's actually a cast. There's a lot that it's a gray concrete stain. So if it chips or breaks, it looks horrible.
Absolutely.
So you want to eat the product with the color dye all the way through it. Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.